The Royal Air Force Museum in London is steeped in history. Located on the site of the former Hendon Aerodrome and Royal Aircraft Factory, RAF Hendon once played host to spectacular air pageants. The RAF Museum continues to celebrate the heritage of the Royal Air Force, and today is serving as a training ground for one of the RAF's more unusual squadrons. Flight Lieutenant Andy Worsley is a flight commander with 7644 Public Relations Squadron of the Royal Auxiliary Air Force.
7644 Squadron is the RAF's only professional media operations squadron. Now, we can travel all over the UK and around the world to support the RAF's operations and exercises and other routine training activities by providing them with media operations journalism skills. So all of the skills that we learn here about the kit that we're using or the processes that we put into place are what we'll be using in places like Afghanistan or could just be RAF Marham for weekend to deliver those media products.
One of the skills necessary is producing video for TV. Flying officer Jeff Maskell is a BBC TV reporter in his civilian job.
We work in a very pressured environment, and the worst thing that we can do is go out and overshoot, whether that's overshoot, over-record, gather in too much material. Because the more you gather, the more you've got to process. So actually what we're trying to do today is to look at the disciplines of knowing what we need for our output and going out and shooting for that output.
Robert Taylor, an editor for a regional newspaper, is in no doubt about why he wants to join 7644 Squadron.
It's fantastic just to look around the museum, but also working with the other members of the squadron who've got expertise that I don't, certainly in audio and visual, is very informative, and even at my advanced years I've still got an awful lot to learn.
The training not only benefits the squadron personnel, but also the RAF Museum. Rebecca Daly is the museum's business development manager.
We were absolutely delighted to play host to the squadron. It's always a thrill for the visitors to see the Royal Air Force in action here, and it helps us to explain a little bit more about the role of the Royal Auxiliary Air Force and for them to come into contact with people who they would not normally come into contact with. We love to have a few blue uniforms around, and we love to allow people to see the Royal Air Force today.
All of this is good training in a benign environment. Soon, the new recruits, like Robert Taylor, will be telling the RAF story on live operations. This is Cameron Rennie for 7644 Squadron at the RAF Museum, Hendon.